Hi, I'm Pastor Young, pastor of the New Jerusalem Church of God. I am the founder and overseer, amen, of this church. I was called into the ministry. The calling of God was on my life. Back in, I was about 12 years of age. The Lord had a calling upon me. When I turned 21 years of age, I accepted that call reluctantly. But I made up my mind that I was going to obey the Lord and do what he called me to do. He called me to be a gospel preacher. I'm a Pentecostal preacher. The call of God was up on me at an early age. And after I accepted that call, I preached my first message back in May the 27th, 1987. And I've been preaching ever since. I gave my life to God back in 1976. And I haven't regretted a moment of working in the ministry for the Lord. Now, I am, again, a Pentecostal preacher. I believe that God did send his son into this world and he gave his life that we might have eternal life. Amen. And I believe that you can have this life, but you must repent of your sins. After I got born again, I believe that every believer ought to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. I know there's many people that don't believe that, but God does. And whatever he believes, we ought to believe it. We better believe it. And I believe that on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came into this world. 120 believers was baptized in the Holy Ghost and the fire of God. Now, I haven't read anywhere in this Bible where the Lord have changed anything. If a person get born again today, amen, if that person is real with God, he or she can be baptized in the power of God. Now, I believe that, so that's what I preach. I believe that you will get filled with the Holy Ghost, and you will speak in tongues as the Holy Ghost give utterance. We've left that behind for whatever reason. Amen. But the church needs to go back to that. Amen. I believe that we're moving towards the next move of God. The reason that I believe that not only myself, but all preachers of the gospel should, amen, be preaching, amen, concerning the soon return of Christ. Now, I aim here at this church, though. I'm not into all this other foolishness, but I do believe that a preacher of God, a Pentecostal preacher, ought to preach, amen, the word of God like it is. Now, my aim, our aim here at this church is to make real, amen, to this world what the purpose of God is. I believe that. I believe that everyone that has been birthed of God was born into this world to contain God if they would give their lives to him. The creature was made to contain the creator. Now, I believe that the will of God for everyone is to come to know Christ. Knowing that Christ could appear at any time, then that tells me that I ought to be more careful and give more earnest heed to the things that I've heard, things that God has called me to do, and I feel that the people of God ought to do the same. There's no time for preachers to be playing games in the pulpits. It is time, I believe, amen, to preach the gospel to every creature. Now, knowing that Christ could appear at any moment, then, amen, I am to warn men and women to turn to God through repentance. When the Lord called me into this ministry, that is the thing he spoke to my heart. Warn the people of my return. Amen. And I believe that Christ is coming back. As believers, I believe that there should be an urgency about our lives. But that urgency must be more than just going and telling somebody, amen, something. We must tell them the truth. This world is in a bad our condition. So we must carry the gospel to the world. Amen. Now, but what we take to them must be what Christ would take to them if he was here. Every preacher ought to ask himself this question. Amen. If Christ was here, amen, every Sunday morning, Wednesday night, whenever we have service, would Christ preach what we preach? Would he tolerate what we tolerate? Now, I believe that this world is on a collision course with God. Amen. You know, we've reduced the church down to where we don't know anymore. We've lost our identity. Amen. We don't know whether the church stopped and the world began, or where the world began and the church stopped. This world, amen, is on a collision course with the Almighty. And in light of that fact, the New Jerusalem church family, amen, we're trying to warn everybody that we can that Christ is on his way. Amen. We're trying to warn men to prepare for that moment in time that they will meet God. Now, you may be, there may be somebody that don't believe in God. Well, you may not believe him now, but you will believe that there is a God after a while. We still warn men and women, boys and girls, give yourself to God while you have time.